dictation for Mr. Eugene Watson, EugeneWatson. Date of birth is 12/26/1948. Date of accident 9/7/2022. The patient arrived here as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 9/7/2022 as a front seat passenger. His wife was driving the car in a Ram truck and they were hit by another truck. T-bone on the passenger side. The impact was at approximately 50 miles an hour and it caused him having some headaches along with dizziness and vertigo, a loss of equilibrium, confusion, loss of concentration, as well as pain in the middle back and lower back and right elbow and both hips, left ankle, with difficulty in walking and poor ADLs. The patient was first time seen on 1/9/2023. This is the second visit, follow-up visit. Today, patient report that his pains are mostly on the right side, except for the left ankle. He report that his pain is in the right shoulder and right hip and right wrist, as well as right leg. And he reports some pain in the left ankle and foot. The patient is already getting his pain medication from his family practice physician for previous issues. Medical records have not been obtained yet. The patient reports that the patient is undergoing physical therapy 3 times per week and 20% improvement has been reported. The pain level is from 6 to 7, while ADLs are affected 6, especially general activity, which is 7, mood is 6. Rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. 20% improvement has been reported. In the system review, patient report that is suffering from headaches and which are mostly located at the right temple, off and on, occasionally sensitive to light, and associated with difficulty sleeping, tension, fatigue, weakness, and lack of concentration, anxiety, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, hearing, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any lack of focus or any poor work performance. And in the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the right hip, in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. As well as stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. Decreased range of motion of the right shoulder and slight difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel are reported. There is no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is difficulty breathing and shortness of breath. And the pain level remains the same. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 125 over 84, pulse is 58, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit or the new patient visit, 1/9/2023. Dictation number is 0123-044. Kindly utilize the general review, extremities examination, musculature examination, and musculoskeletal examination. And rest of the diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at this time. And the neuropsych evaluation has been ordered, as well as lidocaine patch is ordered 5% to apply on the knee and shoulder and elbow. Water and gel has been ordered in addition to help. Quad cane was ordered to bring some stability for the patient as he's suffering from TBI. And medication-wise, patients provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex, 200 once a day, Flexeril 10 twice a day, Ortram is provided, Lyrica is provided, and Fluricids are provided. The patient seems fairly stable. His attended care has been removed. It is only given for 1 week. Thank you. Patient will be re-seen in 30 days' time.